God for his presence. So let us go to the word of God. And you know, I was talking, or we were listening about tongues, speaking in tongues. Okay, so last Friday, because first of all, before going into the revelation of tongues and what is tongues, we got to clear our mind of all the question marks we have, that whether tongues, we should speak in tongues or not, or we should pray in tongues in the body of Christ publicly or not, in the corporate gathering of Christ and all those things. And there has been many direct verses that I told last Friday, where Apostle Paul talks that, you know, if you speak in a tongue and you don't have the interpretation, you better be silent in the church. So those verses are not direct to the church. It's related to a context and to a specific issue and situation in the church of Corinthians. Okay, so I told you, I explained all those things last Friday, and I told you how the church of Corinthians was a baby church. They did not have direct contact with God. That's why Apostle Paul would again and again tell them, imitate me as I imitate Christ. While to the other church, the church of Ephesians, he says, dear children, be imitators of God. So he is asking the other church in Ephesians to imitate God. And here he asks the church of Corinthians to imitate him, because they did not have a direct contact and a relationship with God. So he was lowering down his revelations and telling them, at least imitate me. Look at what I am doing. I am a testament of how to follow Christ. So, and all those things. So they, and I told you, if a church is not spiritual, they are babes, they are carnal. How can they operate in spiritual gifts? I showed you from the scripture that 1 Corinthians chapter number 12, Paul did not write that chapter to teach about spiritual gifts or to enhance their spiritual gift. The intention of that chapter was to differentiate between the pagan demonic gifts they had previously and the gifts of the Holy Spirit. That's why he says, by the same Spirit, the word of knowledge, by the same Spirit, the word of wisdom. So we spoke about it last Friday in detail. Hallelujah. Then he says, no one by the Holy Spirit can confess Jesus is Lord. There is only one Spirit, and the one Spirit of God gives different gifts and different assignments to different parts of the body of Christ to differentiate, hallelujah, of the spirituality that they used to practice when they were worshiping the dumb idols in 1 Corinthians chapter number 12. Hallelujah. So that tongues, if Apostle Paul had to speak in this meeting to matured Christians, he would not say to us that don't speak in tongues. He was telling to them, because when they used to gather together, they used to practice those chantings that they used to do in the pagan religion there in the church. They used to mimic what they used to do previously. So Apostle Paul, and when unbelievers used to come in their gathering, they thought, oh, what are they doing? Have they gone mad? Is this the church of Jesus Christ, which we were told about? And that's why Apostle Paul says that unbelievers come among you and they are confused. God is not the odd. So if your tongues is not verified by your interpretation, don't speak in tongues, because you might be doing something that you were doing previously in your previous religion and pagan practice. Okay? So that was the context of he telling those people. So then I told you that now we are going to come in the revelation of speaking in tongues. You know, the church, the body of Christ, the government of God, Acts chapter 2 is a very important chapter. It separates out one season from another season, two big seasons on the face of the earth. Acts chapter 2 is the forming of the government of Zion on the face of the earth. And it started off by their receiving and speaking in tongues. Hallelujah. Okay, so speaking in tongues as a corporate body of Christ, speaking in tongues in your personal devotion to God, in your prayer time, is very necessary. And we are going to look at now the revelation of tongues. Are we together until now? So it was very necessary to clear out the misconception, because you know, you can use a scripture and tell Pastor Rahul why Apostle Paul is saying that don't speak in tongues if you don't have an interpreter. So I cleared all those scriptures beforehand, and now we will go into the core revelation of speaking in tongues. Hallelujah. So first of all, before going, see, there are varieties of tongues. There are different kinds of tongues. Before going, there are six major categories of the types of tongues, under which there are many languages that have been spoken in those six major categories. We will come to that at the last part of the sermon. But before going into the varieties of tongue, let us understand what is a tongue. What is a tongue? From where did it originate? What is a tongue? So let me define a tongue. The origination or the definition of the tongue is simply a sound of heaven, the voice of heaven, the voice of God, the sound of Ruach Elohim, the blast of the trumpet. Okay? Write it down. We will go to the scriptures. So what is a tongue? The tongue is the sound of heaven, or the voice of heaven, the voice of God, the sound of Ruach Elohim, the blast of the trumpet. That is what is a tongue. Okay? Stay with me. You know, the Bible says there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. That sound that came from heaven was released in the tongues of men. That sound came from heaven, and in the realms it became a divided tongue of fire, and it was released in men. Where did the sound came from? The sound did not come from a bomb blast or a music that played on earth. The sound came from heaven. Tongue is a sound that is released from heaven. Okay, are we understanding until now? Okay, stay with me. A sound that is what? Released from heaven in men. So before going into the explanation of the definition of a tongue, let me take you to why God had to release tongues. Why speaking in tongues is so important. Why God had to release tongues? And you will ask me, before, in the New Testament, was there tongues in the Old Testament? I want to show you tongues in the Old Testament, starting from the book of Genesis. Let's go to the book of Genesis, chapter number 11. The tongue is like a two-edged sword. It can destroy, it can build. Okay? It can confuse, it can bring order. That is how the tongue is. That is how the sound that comes from heaven is. Let me take you to the book of Genesis, chapter number 11. Okay. Verse number 1. Stay with me. Genesis, chapter number 11. Verse number 1. Now the whole earth had one language and one speech. And it came to pass, as they journeyed from the east, that they found a plain in the land of Shinar, and they dwelt there. Then they said to one another, come, let us make bricks and bake them thoroughly. They had brick for stone, and they had asphalt for mortar. And they said, come, let us build ourselves a city and a tower whose top is in the heavens. Let us make a name for ourselves, lest we be scattered abroad over the face of the whole earth. The Tower of Babel, where they were trying to dethrone God, trying to reach its top to the heavens of heaven. But the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the sons of men had built. And the Lord said, now this is important, verse number 6. Indeed, the people are one, and they all have one language. Underline that. What? Why the people are one? Because they speak in the same language. Hallelujah. Then it says, and this is what they begin to do. Now nothing that they propose to do will be withheld from them. That we have to meditate on that word. God himself said, if these people are one because they speak one language. And if they are one and they speak one language and they understand each other, nothing can be withheld of what they propose to do. We cannot stop them if they are one. We cannot stop them if they have one language. You see that? And then God did something. Come, let us go down and there confuse their language that they may not understand one another's speech. He released different tongues in people so that their languages change. The languages were released at that time. Stay with me. That was the sound of heaven, the tongue that was released to confuse the devil, to confuse the enemy. Hallelujah. Are we understanding until now? Listen to me. Then, what happened in the book of Acts? That sound was again released, and all the different languages of the earth were given to those 120 people. Hallelujah. This time, not this time to bring the people together, not for the formation of the Tower of Babel, but for the formation of the kingdom of God. Genesis chapter number 11 and Acts chapter number 2 are closely related. Do you see the relation there? Hallelujah. Tongues all. Now, this tongue that was released, that is called one of the kind of tongue, which is called the tongues of men. Everyone say the tongues of men. That is the tongues of men. First Corinthians, first, amen. First Corinthians chapter number 13, verse number 1. Apostle Paul says, though I speak in the tongues of men and the tongues of angels, that is the tongues of men, the languages of the earth. Are we understanding now? Hallelujah. Do you see the tongues in the Old Testament? In the Old Testament? Yes. God confused them by giving them different languages. Where did the sound of the language came from? From heaven. So that brings us to the conclusion that if we speak in tongues, the enemy can be scattered. Hallelujah. If we speak in tongues, we can divide the enemy. We can confuse the enemy. From Genesis chapter number 11, the sound God released from heaven. He came from down from heaven. And then he saw all their languages one. And we cannot stop them. Even God cannot stop them. The people whose language is one and who are one. So God said, let me give them different languages. Let me release different sounds in them that they may not understand each other. Hallelujah. See the difference. Genesis chapter number 11, he released different languages, but he did not give the understanding. In Acts chapter number 2, he released different languages and he brought the understanding, brought Jerusalem, the Cretans, the Arabians, the Mesopotamians, and all those people came and they heard the people speaking in their own language. And they heard them speaking in their own language, glorifying God. That is the tongues of men. Are we understanding? Now. Listen. There are different varieties of tongues, okay? And when the sound of heaven is released, the tongue, the sound of heaven is released into a person, as and when the Holy Spirit purposes, maybe the person may speak in the tongues of men. On the day of Pentecost, the tongues was released, and all the varieties of tongues were released. But what they were speaking on the day of Pentecost was the tongues of men, the languages of the earth. Are we understanding? Okay. But listen to me, when Peter or when Apostle Paul laid hands on the disciples in Ephesus, the Bible says when he laid hands, they were filled with the Holy Spirit and they spoke in tongues and prophesied. That is another kind of tongue. That is tongue that brings prophetic utterances. Okay? There are different kinds of tongue. When Apostle Paul talks about a tongue in 1 Corinthians chapter number 14, and he says the a person who is speaking in a tongue, in a certain kind of tongue, he is speaking to God and not to men. That is a edificational tongue. That is a mystery tongue where people communicate to God in mysteries. So there are different kind of tongue, but what I am talking about is the origination of tongue is a sound from heaven. Okay? And when the sound from heaven comes, as and when the purpose is, like on the day of Pentecost, the purpose was to speak, the purpose of God was to speak in the tongues of men. So that sound of heaven gave them the utterance of the different languages of the earth. Okay? When you are attacked by the devil, that same sound can turn and it can become a sound, a tongue of warfare. There is also a tongue of warfare. Are you understanding what I'm telling you? Okay, stay with me. So this I think I speak by God's grace because the Holy Spirit gave me. Okay, I speak this in godly fear. I speak in 25 to 30 different tongues. I have 25 to 30 different tongues. I don't operate in tongues as I want. When I want to operate in tongues, there is one kind of tongue, the tongue of personal edification that I can operate by my will. Whenever I am depressed, whenever I am not getting the utterance of God, I use that tongue to personally edify my spirit man. That one tongue, kind of tongue, can be used at my will. But when I speak in tongues in a meeting, I don't use a tongue thinking which tongue I will use. I use the tongue which the Holy Spirit gives me as and when it is required, what is required. If there is a prophetic utterance required, I will speak in the tongue of the prophetic utterance. If there is a deliverance required, I will speak in the tongue of warfare. That is the Holy Spirit that gives me that kind of tongue. So there are varieties of tongues. There are different kinds of tongue. But the origination is what? The sound of heaven, the sound from heaven, the voice of God, the voice of heaven, the blast of the trumpet. Are we understanding until now? So this is what I have written regarding Genesis chapter number 11 and Acts chapter number 2. The purpose of heaven and the manifestation of God's government started with Acts chapter number 2, where God released the sound of heaven in the 120 people to bring them in unity with the purpose of heaven. People had one language on earth in Genesis chapter number 11. That's why they were united together to build the Tower of Babel to dethrone God. That is the Tower of Babylon. Okay, that is the kingdom of Babylon that the devil is building right now. Okay, he's bringing the nations of the earth together. Have you seen 10 years back that the nations were so the ministers and the prime ministers of different nations were coming together again and again? No, it did not used to happen like that. Now they are coming together again and again for different kinds of meetings, for different kinds of conferences. And they are talking about unity. They are talking about peace. They are talking about coming together. I had a certain vision, I think 2 years back. It has been past 2, 3 years, where I was in the realm of the spirit, in the air of a big conference hall, and I saw all the leaders of the nation sitting there in a round conference hall. And there, when I was watching that, a voice spoke to me. And the voice told me, as in the book of Genesis, the nations came together to build the Tower of Babel. So it is now that the nations of the earth are coming together to build Babylon. The system, the government that wants to dethrone God and that wants to fight against the kingdom of God. Are we understanding? But in the book of Acts, chapter number 2, God released tongue. God released a sound. Why? To bring the remnant of Christ, to bring the body of Christ together and unite them with one language. Not for the building of the Tower of Babel, but for the building of the Tower of Jesus Christ, for the building of the kingdom of God. The people of God were united together by the sound of heaven. That is called the tongues. Hallelujah. Amen. When we all come together, like the day of Pentecost, and we all speak in tongues, the speaking in tongues is a sign that we are in one accord. Like in Genesis chapter number 11, because they spoke in a certain language, they were in one accord to build the Tower of Babylon. Language unites people together. Hallelujah. Amen. Are we understanding? And you might be speaking English. Someone from Nigeria may be speaking what you call Nairobi, what is that language? Or Guba or whatever. And someone from Pakistan might be speaking Urdu. Someone from India is speaking Hindi. But we all have a language that we speak, the language of the spirit, the language of heaven that unites us together for the kingdom of God. That is what was released on the day of Pentecost, the sound of heaven. Are we understanding? Hallelujah. Tongues, that is the origination of tongues. Okay. Let's go ahead. Let's go ahead. There, see, on the day of Pentecost in Acts chapter number 2, there were multiple prophecies that were fulfilled. One of the prophecy is in Joel chapter number 2. Let's go to Joel chapter number 2. Joel chapter number 2. And let us read. Okay, verse number 1. Blow the trumpet in Zion and sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord is coming, for it is at hand. A day of darkness and gloominess, a day of clouds and thick darkness, like the morning clouds spread over the mountains. Okay, that's the verse. Now, you know, when the Holy Spirit came and they spoke in tongues, and in Acts chapter number 2, it says, let's go to Acts chapter number 2. Acts chapter number 2. It says, verse number 7. Then they were all amazed and marveled, saying to one another, "Look, are not all these who speak Galileans? And how is it that we hear each in our own language in which we were born? Parthians and Medes, and Elamites, those dwelling in Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya adjoining Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs, we hear them speak in our own tongues the wonderful works of God." So they were all amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "Whatever could this mean?" Others mocking said, "They are full of new wine." But Peter, standing up with the 11, raised his voice and said to them, "Men of Judea and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and heed my words, for these are not drunk, as you suppose, since it is only the third hour of the day. But this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel." There, Peter relates the happening that is happening, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit with the prophecy and the scripture with the book of Joel, the prophet Joel, and it says, "And it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy, your young men shall see visions, your old men shall dream dreams, and on my men servant and on my maid servants I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they shall prophesy. I will show wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor and of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the coming of the great and awesome day of the Lord. And it shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." Okay, this is what he is speaking. So what Peter is saying, what you have just seen is not because of wine. It is because of a prophetic utterance that was released by the prophet Joel in the Old Testament. And the happenings that are happening now is the prophecy of the prophet Joel. Are we together? Joel chapter number 2. Come back to Joel chapter number 2. Come back there. So that prophetic utterance was taken from Joel chapter number 2, verse number 28 to 32, the last part of the chapter number 2. "And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh." The same scripture that Peter used to describe the happenings that are happening on the day of Pentecost. Okay? In the last part of Joel chapter number 2. And see what Joel chapter number 2 begins with. Joel chapter number 2, verse number 1 begins with what? The blow of the trumpet in where? Zion. Okay? I am teaching you how, what was the prophetic utterance that brought to pass the day of Pentecost and what actually happened there. What happened? Peter himself confirmed it's Joel chapter number 2, the last part of the verse. But let's see how it began. Joel chapter number 2, verse number 1 says, blow the trumpet. A trumpet was blown. And then there are many things. Afterwards, you can read Joel chapter number 2. It talks about a season of fasting. Remember, Jesus said, till the time the bridegroom is there with them, they will not fast. But when the bridegroom is taken away, they will fast. So when the trumpet was blown, it was also a time of consecration and fasting. Are you with me? Okay. What was the trumpet blow? The trumpet blow is in Acts chapter number 2. Turn with me. You have to turn the Bible again and again because I am teaching you from the scripture. Acts chapter number 2. The trumpet blow was in verse number 2. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven. That was the trumpet blow that released from heaven. Are you understanding now? I am teaching you the definition of a tongue. That was the trumpet blow. Now listen to me. If you ask me, Brother Rahul, is there tongues in the Old Testament? I showed you the description of the kind of tongue from Genesis 11. And actually, when I was asking the Lord, Lord, where is the tongues in the Old Testament? This revelation came to me long time back. Okay, but I'm teaching it now. The Lord told me, Rahul, the tongues that is in the New Testament, in the Old Testament, that tongues was the blowing of the trumpets. That was the tongue. Hallelujah. The blow of the trumpet is the sound of the tongue. Write it down. The blow of the trumpet. The blow of the trumpet is the sound of the tongue. That is the whole package, the sound. Okay? There came a sound from heaven, that of a rushing mighty wind. That sound became fire. Fire of tongues. That sound became fire. Rushing mighty wind is the Ruach Elohim. It's also, that's why I also called it the sound of Ruach Elohim. There came a sound from heaven of a rushing mighty wind. That was the blow of the trumpet that Joel chapter number 2, verse number 1 speaks about. Hallelujah. You know, if the Holy Spirit, if you have a very strong relationship with the Holy Spirit, everything in the Old Testament, you will be able to find its expression in the New Testament. What you will see that the Old Testament was a shadow of the things to come. And everything you will be relate if you have a very strong relationship with the Holy Spirit. You know what? You know what? When you build up your relationship with the Holy Spirit, if you are really maturing in the Holy Spirit, really maturing in the Holy Spirit, you will not strive and labor to build numbers in ministry or build a mega church or build a big empire of ministry. Your concentration will not be on that if you have a relationship with the Holy Spirit. Your concentration, your striving, your labor will just be on the fact that I need to keep myself aligned with the voice that comes from heaven for every season on the earth. Let me be relevant as per heaven on earth. That is what you will understand. You know, yesterday Sister K was asking me that I went on the mountain, any word. I go to the secret place because I know I need to survive in this kingdom. And for me to survive in this kingdom will only happen if I stay relevant with the voice of heaven. If God is speaking something and I bring a different theory to you, I am giving you head knowledge. I am not bringing the voice of God. When God chose me to be his servant and appointed me an assignment, he told me one line. He told me, I make you a voice to the nations. Now, for me to be a voice to the nation, I don't go to the secret place to ask God to increase the numbers of my ministry, but I go to strive and labor to be aligned to the voice of heaven. And even as I'm aligned to the voice of heaven, automatically the other things will happen. Are we understanding? Oh my God. Hallelujah. How many people are trying their best to always be aligned with what God is speaking? I don't want to lose contact. I don't want to lose contact. Last year, I preached something. Many of you are there from the time we started ministry. Last year, I preached something. This year, I'm not preaching the same things. Why? Because I am aligning with the sound of heaven. And the sound of heaven is like fresh manna, is like the fresh dew of Hermon, which is always fresh for every season that comes on the face of the earth. Hallelujah. I cannot teach and equip the people of God by preaching something that I preached 3 years back exactly the same. No, I have to tap into what is the sound of heaven for this season. And you know how I tap into that? By using tongues. By using tongues. Hallelujah. By using the speaking in tongues gift. Are we understanding? Because that is the sound that heaven gave me. And when I start to speak in the, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. You know, I play a guitar, but I don't play it as when I started to do this ministry. But I played guitar for 7 to 8 years of my life. And when you play the guitar strings needs to be tuned. Okay, there are 6 strings in the guitar, in the acoustic guitar, and the strings needs to be tuned. So, to tune those strings, the professionals tune the strings with their ears, but I am not so professional. So, I use a tuner. The tuner will show me the frequency. The string E has to be tuned with the scale E. So, when I plug the string and it makes a sound, the tuner catches the frequency and it shows, oh, the frequency is not E, it's on B. So I have to tune it up and take it to E. And then when I take it to E, the frequency shows green color. Okay, now it is matching E, the sound of the string. When we speak in tongues, that is what we are doing. We are matching the frequency of heaven to receive things from heaven. That's why, oh God, if I sometimes have to speak in tongues for 2 hours to get an interpretation of a dream that came to me. I sometimes speak in tongues till 4 hours to get interpretation of something a person asked me. And I pray in tongues. You know, when I give you the interpretation, oh, Brother Rahul has the gift. It's the gift is, I practice the gift. I practice the gift of speaking in tongues. I practice the gift. I would take my notepad, I will take the Bible, sit there on the floor, and I will speak in tongues. And what I will do, I will tell Lord, show me. And then I will see visions. I will write down visions. I will ask interpretation. That's why any vision or dream you tell me, I am able to tell it to you because I spent time and invested time in the gift of tongues. Hallelujah. You see, Apostle Peter just did not got up and started to preach. Before he preached the sermon that brought those people, the people from all around the world, around 3,000 people believed in Christ. Before that happened, before he preached that sermon, he spoke in tongues. He spoke in tongues. That speaking in tongues, that sound of heaven that he really received, it gave him a connection to the voice of God that needs to be uttered to the people of the world. You cannot preach a sermon by yourself. You need to receive a sound that is not of your voice. And when you release that sound, hallelujah, it will impact the nations. That is the power of tongues. Are we understanding? Amen. Amen. You know, I know I'm not the first preacher speaking in tongues or speaking on the subject of speaking in tongues. Okay, but listen to me. I am going to teach you the deep revelations of tongues tonight. Hallelujah. Tongues is something that was blown, the trumpet blow, the sound. Joel says, blow the trumpet in Zion. That is the trumpet blow in Acts chapter number 2. The sound that came from heaven, the trumpet that was blown, was released, the sound of heaven. Do you know you carry the sound of heaven in you if you believe in the Holy Spirit, if you believe in speaking in tongues? You carry the sound of heaven, the sound that the trumpet makes in heaven. You carry it. That has been released. That is a tongue. Okay? Hallelujah. So are we understanding what I spoke in the beginning, the definition of tongue? Tongue is the sound of heaven, the sound of God, the sound of heaven, what? And the voice of God, the voice of heaven, the sound of Ruach Elohim, the blast of the trumpet. Are you seeing how those things are related? Okay, stay with me. Stay with me. You know, I have listened sermons on tongue. Many people, oh, when we pray in tongues, the enemy is defeated. When we pray in tongues, this happen. But what they say is true. What they say is exactly accurate. That is what tongues is. But they are not able to find expression through the Bible to explain the things they are speaking. Many of the things that you ask them, where, how can you relate it? They will, no, it's the thing of the spirit. It's not in the Bible. It's in the Bible. It's in the Bible. Everything that I'm teaching about tongues, I am going to talk to you from the script, from this very scripture. Hallelujah. Amen. So it's in the Bible. We are not talking something which is not in the scripture. Everything that we are doing is in the scripture. And that tongue, the origination of the tongue is the blow of trumpet from heaven. Joel chapter number 2. That is the one prophecy that came to pass on in Acts chapter number 2. See, Acts chapter number 2 was a day of prophetic manifestation of prophetic utterances. Acts chapter number 2. Many prophetic utterances came to pass in Acts chapter number 2 on that day of Pentecost. The second prophetic utterance that came to pass was Ezekiel chapter number 37. I already spoke about that when I taught about Ruach Elohim. Okay? There were two prophecies that Ezekiel had to make. Go back to the scripture afterwards. I don't have time. But you know the prophecy. You know, Ezekiel saw the dry bones in the valley. And God told him, can these bones live, Ezekiel? And Ezekiel told God, you know God. And God told Ezekiel to prophesy on the dry bones. And then Ezekiel prophesied as he was said. And when he prophesied, the Bible says bones came together, sinews and flesh was formed on the bones. But they were still, what? They were still dead. Dead bodies. Then the second part of the prophecy, God told, prophesy to the four winds of the earth to come and breathe upon the slain. And the four winds of the earth came and breathed upon the Ruach Elohim came. And they stood up. And when they stood up, it does not say they formed Israel. It does not say they formed a company, they formed an organization. It says they formed an army of God. An army of God. And then God goes on to talk about it in Ezekiel chapter number 37, that army is the remnant of Israel. So it is talking about Israel. And this prophecy manifestation already happened in Acts chapter number 2. These were the remnant of Israel, 120 people in the upper room that Jesus trained and Jesus breathed on them to receive the spirit. That is the forming of the structure to receive the Ruach Elohim. I told you all those things. I will not go in detail. And then the breath came upon them and they became relevant to heaven. A person who is alive as per heaven means a person who is relevant with the utterances of heaven. That is a person who is alive for heaven. And they became alive for heaven because they started to utter the utterances of tongues, of the blow of trumpet. That is the prophecy manifestation in Acts chapter number 2. You see that? So these were the prophecies, prophetic utterances that manifested in Acts chapter number 2. One is Joel chapter number 2 that Peter said, and Ezekiel chapter number 37. Hallelujah. Can we go ahead? Okay. Now let me explain to you the blast of the trumpet. The blast of the trumpet. Now listen to me. Listen to me. I was asking grace from the Lord to explain this to you. Tongues is something. One of the kind of tongue is a sound that you use to communicate to God. Okay? Now, listen to me. If you come in India, you are coming in a realm of different country, of a different country. It's not US. So when you come to India, for you to communicate with the people, you cannot use English. You have to use a different language called Hindi and communicate it with them. When you use Hindi, that is how you will be able to communicate with the people, and that is what will give you authority, a certain kind of authority to get what you want in India. If you come here and you start to speak in English, nothing will happen. So there are the tongues of realms. There are realms in the realm of the spirit. The three major realms are the three heavens. The first heaven, the second heaven, the third heaven. The third heaven is the realm of God, where God sits on the throne. The second and the first realm, I don't have time to explain. I have explained that in my previous sermons. In the first and second realms, these are the three major realms. Inside those realms, there are different types of realms. In every realm, there is a different language used. This sound that you receive from heaven has the complete package, including all the sounds of every realm that is there in the realms of the spirit. Are you understanding until now? Stay with me. Stay with me. Now, when you, this, the package of all the sounds of all the languages of different realms, the package of all the languages of men that is spoken on the earth, everything is packaged from the blow of the trumpet. Even the tongue that you will use to speak with God. When you speak in a certain tongue, you are speaking to God in His language. That is the language of the third heaven. Are you aware that they don't speak in English there? Okay, that is a language there. Okay, the English Bible that we are reading has been translated. They don't speak in English. That is a realm. That is why Apostle Paul says, he who speaks in a tongue is not speaking to men, but to who? God. That is a language that he is using in the third heaven to communicate to God. Amen. Are we understanding? Shall I go ahead? Okay. Listen to me very carefully. Listen to me very carefully. So every realm, in the realms of the spirit, there are different realms. There are three. It's categorized in through the three major realms, first, second, third. But there are different realms. Every realm has a language. Every realm has a language. And all those languages are packaged with the blow of the trumpet that can be released from the sound of heaven and given to you. The blow of the trumpet activates the language of different realms. Okay? So when I have told you that, let me take you in the scripture now. Exodus chapter number 19. Let's go there. Hallelujah. Okay, people of God, if you understand, say amen. Remove your mute and say amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
Exodus chapter number 19. Okay, I'm not going to read all the verses. We don't have time. Let's read verse number 16, 17. And 18. 16, 17 and 18. Then it came to pass on the third day in the morning that there were thunderings and lightnings and a thick cloud on the mountain, and the sound of the trumpet was very loud. Okay, God is coming down on the mountain to speak. And what was the sound coming from the mountaintop? The loud blow of trumpets was coming from the mountaintop, so that all the people who were in the camp trembled. And Moses brought the people out of the camp to meet with God, and they stood at the foot of the mountain. Now Mount Sinai was completely in smoke, because the Lord descended upon it in fire. Its smoke ascended like the smoke of a furnace, and the whole mountain quaked greatly. And when the blast of the trumpet sounded long and became louder and louder, then Moses spoke and God answered him by voice. Do you see that in the scripture? The sound of the trumpet, what was happening? Long blasts of the trumpet. Like Anthony and Lindsay plays the shofar. That is a minimal sound, but long and loud blasts of the trumpet was coming from the top of the mountain. And even as that long blasts were coming and coming and coming, and after a point of time, a conversation began through the blow of the trumpets. That is the hallelujah. Are you like, how should I explain? It is like the blow and the sound of the trumpet initiating the language of heaven and a conversation between man and God. That is what is happening there. Okay, let me take you to another scripture, people of God. Revelation chapter number 1. Hallelujah. Revelation chapter number 1. Amen. Revelation chapter number 1, verse number 9. I, John, both your brother and companion in the tribulation and kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was on the island that is called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. Verse number 10. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. I will come to that again. I was on the Spirit on the Lord's day. I will come back to it. But let me take you to the trumpet. And I heard behind me a loud voice. What was the voice? As of a trumpet. So God is speaking in the voice of the trumpet. God is speaking in a tongue, saying, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last. This is English I am reading. This is English. But in the context of the original script, it says, I am the Alpha Omega, the beginning end. There is no and in between. So God is the first and the last at the same time. So that, oh my God, if you really want to understand scripture, you need to know the language of tongue that God speaks in. If you know the language of tongue, that's how you can, oh, no one can be more accurate than you interpreting the Bible. Hallelujah. Do you understand that? Oh God. Amen. Amen. Do you see? God, Jesus was speaking. And the way John describes the sound that Jesus is speaking in, he says, I was hearing the trumpet sound. And in that sound, the voice of Jesus was there. My God. Hallelujah. Do you see? Tongue is a sound. Hallelujah. Now, do you agree with that? Tongue is a sound. That sound is the blow of the trumpet. Amen. Do you remember God told Joshua how to bring down the walls of Jericho? And he said, blow the trumpet. Blow the trumpet. That is the power of tongue. We don't have trumpet. I don't know to blow the trumpet. Okay. The physical trumpet I'm talking about. But the spiritual trumpet is the tongue. And when you speak in tongue, when you speak in the tongue, the walls of Jericho falls down in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Can we say hallelujah and then go ahead? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That is tongue.
Hallelujah.
That is tongues. The blow of the trumpet is the sound of tongues. That was released on Acts chapter number 2. In Acts chapter number 2, the sound that came from heaven, the blow of the trumpet. Joel chapter number 2 verse 1. The blow of the trumpet. Blow the trumpet in Zion. Hallelujah. That is Zion, the government of God. I told you the difference between Zion and the body of Christ. Zion is the ruling body of Christ, the government of God. And the government of God cannot function if we don't emit the sounds of heaven by speaking in tongues. Speaking in tongues is so important. Speaking in tongues is so powerful. The Bible says, listen to me. When the trumpet, okay, let me come to the scripture now. Let me blow to the when the trumpet was blown, in that trumpet voice, God was speaking and Moses was speaking. John, he heard the trumpet voice. In that trumpet voice, Jesus was speaking. It was a tongue. The trumpet voice was a tongue in which they were speaking to God. And that is what the meaning of first Corinthians chapter number 14, where Apostle Paul says, he who speak in a tongue speaks to God and not to men. And in that language, he is speaking mysteries. That is a kind of tongue. Are we understanding until now? Okay, stay with me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay. So what I was saying, I will come back to the scripture, which says Revelation chapter number 1, verse number 10. It says, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a loud voice. That means, see, listen to me. Let me make a statement, and you need to write it down. Everyone cannot get into a conversation with God. When I say everyone, I am saying every Christian. Let me specify it. Every Christian cannot get into a conversation with God like that. Not everyone can get into a conversation, because John is saying, I recognize the Lord's day. The Lord's day is basically, he understood the appointment God has made for him. And then he says, I was in the spirit on that day. That means he made preparation. He made preparation to be in the spirit. And he was in the spirit on that day. He was prepared to hear the trumpet sound. Now listen to me. Come back with me in Exodus chapter number 19. Come back with me to Exodus chapter number 19. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Exodus chapter number 19. So, and okay, let's go to chapter number 20. Exodus chapter number 20. Okay. Verse number 18 and 19. Exodus 20, verse number 18 and 19. Now, all the people witnessed the thunderings, the lightning flashes, the sound of the trumpet, and the mountain smoking. And when the people saw it, they trembled and stood afar off. Then they said to Moses, you speak with us and we will hear, and let not God speak with us, lest we die. So they were not able to hear that voice. Why? Because for you to get the sound of heaven, for you to get into the blast of the trumpet and initiate a conversation with God, there needs to be a selfless waiting and preparedness. Moses was already preparing, and then God told, prepare them also, they may hear, but they were not prepared properly. Anyone who is a casual Christian, anyone a Christian in the flesh who only knows to go to church and come back and live a casual life, maybe 10 minutes read the Bible, 5 minutes pray, the blast of the trumpet can kill them. The blast of the trumpet torments them. They cannot get into a conversation. That's why many people, listen, I'm not criticizing, but I know people in my church, in the church in India, I minister in, there was a person, and the person was carnal. And all the time, from 3 years, 4 years, I heard that person speaking in tongues. All the person speaks is re 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 re. That's all that person speaks in tongues. Only one word from 3 years. Why? Because the person does not wait on God. There is no selfless waiting on God and preparedness that they receive. You know, one of the things that I can know that you are growing in the Lord is the way your tongues is. If your tongues are transforming, that means you are growing in the realms of God. When your tongues are transforming, the way you speak in tongues gives a sign of which level with God you are. Do you know that? Hallelujah. Because you will get more and more versed with the trumpet blow, the more you are preparing. The Bible says, John is saying, I was in the spirit on the Lord's day. Many of us don't even know when the Lord is making an appointment with us, and we are not even prepared for the day. That's why we don't receive that trumpet blow. We don't receive the sounds of heaven. Our tongues is not transforming. Hallelujah. Do you see? Now the big question mark. Shall all believers speak in tongues? If you ask me, I would say yes. All believers need to speak in tongues, because all of them need to converse with God in times as this. If I was a 19th century preacher, maybe God would not give me the utterance to tell all believers should speak in tongues. If I was a preacher in the 18th century, maybe God would not have given me the utterance to tell that all believers should speak in tongues. But this 2022, in the 20th century, these are the end times. And this time God is saying all believers need to get well versed with the sound of the trumpet. Because if you want to survive these days, you need to have tongues. Are we understanding? Hallelujah. Many things are uttered as per seasons. Are you understanding? You will say, I'm not saying this is a prophetic word. I'm saying as per the season, that all believers are required to speak in tongues They are required to get in conversation with the sound of heaven, with the Lord. Hallelujah. That's how you will survive the end times, by speaking in tongues. You see, the Bible says all 120 of them spoke in tongues. One was not left. It does not say, no. The tongues came on few of them who were ordained for that gift and did not came off. All of them received tongues. All of them. When Apostle Paul prayed for 10 of them or whatever, 12, I don't remember. All of them received tongues. When Peter was preaching the gospel in the house of Cornelius, it says all of them spoke in tongues and were filled with the Holy Spirit. All of them. Hallelujah. Don't ever say, no, brother, that gift is not for me. The gift is for you, but you are not hungry and thirsty to receive it. You are not waiting on the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If your waiting is selfless, and you are prepared for the days of the Lord, okay, who can stop you from having the gift of tongues? Who can? Amen. Are we understanding? Okay. So, do you see that the blast of the trumpet was converted into tongues? Yes, was converted into tongues. So, let's go to Acts chapter number 2. The sound of heaven was the trumpet blast that released the voice of heaven in 120 people. Okay? So Acts chapter number 2, I already said this. The sound of heaven released the languages again, this time to bring the body of Christ together. In Genesis chapter number 11, the sound of heaven, God confused the languages. He gave different languages without understanding. This time God gave the language to bring the body of Christ together. That shows that tongues can bring understanding and tongues can also bring confusion to the enemy. Tongues can build and also at the same time, tongues can destroy. Tongues can defend, at the same time, tongues can attack. Are we understanding? Okay, there are different purposes of tongues. There are different kinds of tongues. Let us come into that. 1 Corinthians chapter number 12. 1 Corinthians chapter number 12. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter number 12, verse number 28. And God has appointed these in the church, first apostles, second prophets, third teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healing, helps, administrations, varieties of tongues. There is one specific tongue that all believers are supposed to speak. That is the tongue of the blast of the trumpet, and you initiate a conversation with God. And then you edify yourself. If you don't have the tongue, how can you edify yourself? You cannot edify yourself through your mind, through your concentration, through determination. No, I will read the Bible today. No, not like that. You need a heavenly language to edify yourself. Okay. But the Bible is saying now, then it goes on to space, says, are all apostles, are all prophets, are all teachers, and all those things. Do all speak in tongues and all those things to explain the church of Corinthians. Hallelujah, the different parts of the body of Christ. Now you might say, it says, Apostle Paul says, do all speak with tongues. Hallelujah, he is explaining in a certain context that I already took on Friday. He is not saying that all should not speak in tongues, but he's saying do all speak in tongues because there are varieties of tongues, brethren, varieties of tongues. It says, verse number 28, there are varieties of tongues. Okay, we will come to that, what varieties of tongues there are. Another verse in the Bible, 1 Corinthians chapter number 12, verse number 10. 12, verse number 10. To another working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another different kinds of tongues. Underline that. Again, different kinds of tongues. There are many kinds of tongues. Okay, so I have categorized the various kinds of tongues. There may be more than six, but I have categorized them into six major categories. The first type of tongue is mystery tongues for personal edification. Write it down. The first type of tongue is mystery tongue for personal edification. And this is the tongue I would encourage every believer to have for this times and season. Mystery tongue, it is better if you have all of them, because all of them are needed. That is what my command to you in the Lord is. You need to have all the tongues. But this is very necessary. Mystery tongue for personal edification. 1 Corinthians chapter number 14, verse number 2. 1 Corinthians chapter number 14, verse number 2. For he who speaks in a tongue does not speak to men but to God. For no one understands him. However, in the spirit, he speaks mysteries. However, in the spirit, what? He speaks mysteries. Now, this tongue, Apostle Paul says, is for personal edification. Verse number 4. He who speaks in a tongue edifies himself. Edifies himself. Listen to me. Edify yourself. Edify himself. Now, many times the devil traps you in a way that you can't come out. You listen to the sermons. You tried reading the Bible. You tried listening to sermons on internet and whatever. You tried reading books. You tried everything you could. But you are just not able to get rid of the depression or of the attack that is on your mind. You know what you need to do? You need to use the first tongue. You need to start to pray. Lord, I'm not understanding. I'm so confused. Start speaking in tongues. That personal edification tongue will start to break the veils of darkness around you and connect your spirit to the Most High God. And after 15 minutes or 20 minutes or half an hour, whatever, however the powers are, after half an hour, you will start to hear God. You will start to your God. And when you start to your God, for example, you are so terrified. There is a court case tomorrow. There is a fight that your family is fighting with you tomorrow. And you are so terrified what will happen. It seems the devil is continuing to tell you, oh, this will happen, that will happen, insecurities. You know what you don't need to do before going to that court case? Pray in tongues in the first tongue. You pray in tongues. Because many times the devil cannot defeat you just like that. What he tries to do is try to bring thoughts and manipulate your mind. And that is where personal edification is needed. Many times I sit with the Bible to prepare for the meeting. In the morning until 12 o'clock, I am asking the Lord what to say, and I'm not getting the utterance. When I don't get the utterance, what I do? I pray. Because there are powers in the atmosphere that don't want me to preach the gospel. There are powers surrounding that stand against the word of God. And if I don't pray, if I don't edify myself, because there are powers that are manipulating my mind, manipulating my thinking. Hallelujah. Not letting me tap into the mysteries of God. That is where I use the first tongue. And I start to penetrate with and get in sync with the voice of God. And then after a point of time, I start to receive the inspiration of God and start to write under the inspiration of God, under the voice of God, the utterance of God. Hallelujah. Don't you think you need that tongue? Believers, yes or no? Hallelujah. You need it. You need the tongue. Amen. That is the first tongue. Personal edification. That is what I was speaking in Exodus chapter number 19. The blast of the trumpets became louder and louder. Moses started to speak to God after that blasts of trumpet. That is what John was doing. Hallelujah. Conversing with God. You know what? You have money, you have references, you have many things in the world that can help you. But times are coming, none of the things will be able to help you. Only the utterance of God will bring peace to you. You got to realize that. It is only the word of the Lord that can help you. You got to realize that Christians, even I'm not talking about servants of God also will not be able to help you, but the utterance of God, if you know to speak in tongues. Amen. That is the first type of tongues. The second type of tongue is the tongue for prophetic utterance. What? The tongue for prophetic utterance. Turn with me to Acts chapter number 19. Verse number 6. Acts chapter number 19, verse number 6. And when Paul had laid hands on them, the Holy Spirit came upon them. They spoke with tongues and what? Prophesied. They spoke with tongue and what? Prophesied. These tongues are used for ministry. Okay. Now, remember on the day of Pentecost, that was the tongue of men and that was also the tongue for prophetic utterance. They were prophesying who God is. Okay. You know, when you want to, listen to me, when you want to tap into the realms of the spirit, when I prophesy, when I operate in the word of knowledge, you see me speaking in tongues. Why I speak in tongues? Because that is a tongue, that is the second kind of tongue. The tongue that brings my mind into the realms of the spirit for that very person, to prophesy to that person, to bring the person the word of knowledge. I told you, oh, I see you doing this. I am not even at your place. I am in India. How do I know that? The tongue that I am speaking in brings me the vision of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is with you. Whatever the Holy Spirit is seeing, I can see it now. That is the tongue for prophetic utterance. Hallelujah. It depends, people. I am teaching you. My job is to give you the word. Your job is to desire and hunger and get the tongues. If you think, Brother Rahul, you know what? It's not required for me. Then you will not get it. So I am not forcing anyone here. I am teaching the truth. If you desire, you get it. If you think it is required for you, I think it is all the tongues are required for all the believers. That is a command in the spirit from me as a servant of God. Okay? Hallelujah. So a tongue for prophetic utterance. Amen. Are we understanding? Do you remember I told you every realm has a different language? When we speak in tongues, I penetrate in the realms of Canada. I penetrate in the realms of Bahamas. I know what happened 10 years back. I know what happened 5 years back. How? By the tongue I am speaking in, the Holy Spirit starts to reveal to me the happenings of times and season and the happenings of things that happened in different countries and different realms. Mm-hmm. Amen. Are we understanding? That is the tongue for prophetic utterance. That is the tongue for word of knowledge. It says they spoke in tongues and they start to prophesy. Listen to me. On the day of Pentecost, in the book of Acts chapter number 2, it was not only they were speaking in their language and it convicted them, but what they were speaking in the language were prophetic utterances, words of power that started to convict the Cretans, the Arabians and the Mesopotamians and all those people, proselytes, Jews and proselytes from different nations. Hallelujah. What they spoke in their language was the utterance of God. It was a prophecy. So what they were speaking were two kinds of tongue together. It was the tongue of men and it was the tongue of prophetic utterance on the day of Pentecost. Hallelujah. You know, one person in the church, when I spoke in tongues in the church, he came to me. And this is a person who is addicted to alcohol. Okay. And he coming and correcting me. You know what? Don't speak in tongues, he told me. I said, why? Because only if you speak in tongue in another language, that is a tongue. Other tongues are not tongue. That is what happened on the day of Pentecost. Okay. Bye. Hallelujah. He is addicted to alcohol. Some people think they know too much. You know. Listen to me. Teach the Bible if you have understood the Bible and read the Bible completely. If you read a verse in the Bible and in the Old Testament and you did not start it with the New Testament, you will have a misinterpretation of the Old Testament verse. When you read the Bible completely, you have a clear picture of the Bible. You know the puzzles that children play? You know, they put the puzzle together and it becomes a horse, the puzzles, the parts of the puzzle. So if children's have only, there are 20, the puzzle is supposed to be a 50 parts, and children only have 25 part. They will build the puzzle and they will think, oh, the horse that I built in the puzzle only has a head. It does not have a body. Because the other parts of the puzzle were not there. Only when they have all the parts of the puzzle, they will know the horse has a head, it has a tail, it has four legs, it has a body. Are you understanding what I am saying? So people try to teach the Bible by reading only one chapter. I read the book of Matthew. Oh, this is person is wrong, that person is wrong. This is, you did not even read. I read the whole Bible around 25 to 30 times, and still I am reading the Bible. And still I know, don't know, I am here. Hallelujah. You got to read the Bible completely before coming to a conclusion. Do you understand that? Hallelujah. One person in my office, I used to preach the gospel to him and minister to him every day. Every day. So there were five, six friends in my office. I used to give them word every day. They did not like me. One of the person even was fed up with me because I used to, you know, tell them about Jesus and all those things. But one of the person that I was ministering to in my office, he was a son of a pastor. Yeah, he was the son of a pastor. And that pastor, I knew him. And that person one day shouted at me and he told me, stop speaking to me about God. Because since though he was a son of a pastor, he was kind of an atheist. He believed God as a harsh God. You know why? Because he told me, don't you see in the Old Testament how God killed the babies, how God killed people, how God killed did bloodshed? If he loves us, why did he kill all those people? So he had one part of the Bible, and the devil had kind of stuck his mind in the Old Testament, and brought negativity to his mind. One of the ladies I was ministering in my office, she was a Hindu lady. And in the beginning, she was receiving the gospel. But what happened is our shift changed. I started to come in the night shift. She started to come in the afternoon shift. And these other ladies around him and people around him started to influence her in a negative way. So after 1 month, when I came in her shift, how are you? She said, listen to me, I have a question. I said, what? Why doesn't God uses feminine? You know what? Ladies. Girls in the Bible. Why? I think God is a male, what you call certain words she use, male concentrated person and all those things. Yes. Hallelujah. I said, who told you all those things? So that is what, when people concentrate on certain parts of the Bible, they misinterpret the Bible. Do you understand that? Hallelujah. Okay, coming back to the tongue for prophetic utterance. The tongue for prophetic, you speak in that tongue, you get prophetic utterance. That is how we intercede, people of God. When we intercede on Saturday nights, I speak in tongues. Even when people are peop you see my mouth speaking. I am continuously speaking in tongues. I am not quiet. Even when other people are praying, even when anyone else is praying, I continue to speak in tongues because I know that is what will bring me to the prayer points. Hallelujah. That is what will bring me to the knowledge of what is happening around the world, what the Holy Spirit wants me to pray. Prophetic utterances, when we intercede, when we are in a prayer meeting, that is the second kind of tongue, the tongue for prophetic utterances. Okay? The third tongue is the tongues of men. I don't have to explain you that. That was the tongue released on the day of Pentecost. That is the tongue in which they operated on the day of the tongues of men, the languages of the earth. You see that? First Corinthians chapter number 13. Hallelujah. First Corinthians chapter number 13. Verse number 1. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels. Okay, tongues of men. That is, I told you once I was praying for a Hindu lady and I started to speak in tongues. The lady stopped me. The lady had cancer. But the lady liked me. like talking to me and like me praying because she said in her language, oh, when you pray, I get positive vibes. I get energy from your prayer, you know. So she believed in all gods as one. So she said, when you pray, you know, she did not believe in Jesus as only God, but she had the opinion all gods are one. But she said, she used to call me to talk with me because she says, when you pray, I get the energy, I get positive vibes. I said, it's not energy or positive vibes, it's the power of the Holy Spirit that you feel in your body. Any which ways, when I was praying for her, and this is a lady who has gone to every nations and all those things, but she had cancer. But when I prayed for her, I started to speak in tongues as I usually do. And she said, stop me. Do you know Hebrew? I said, no. She said, but you are speaking in Hebrew. I said, oh, I did not know, because I was speaking in tongues. It's the language God gives us. So you speak in tongues of, there are many preachers, when they went to preach, they started to speak in tongues. And then when they were speaking in tongues, they saw people repenting, people crying in the crusade ground, people getting healed. You know why? Because the tongue that they were speaking in was the language of the village. So that is the utterance, the language of men, the language of men. That is the third tongue, the language of men. You don't even know you are speaking. The people in the upper room did not even know they were speaking in all the languages of the earth. They did not know. It was the utterance that was given to them. That was the third type of tongue they were operating in. That is what I'm telling you. These tongues, when you speak in tongues, you don't even know what you are uttering, you know. It may be the tongues of men. Sometimes it may be the tongues of angels. We will come to that. The fourth tongue is the tongues of angels. The realm of angels. You don't speak in English. You speak in tongues there. That is the language of authority in the realms of angels. Okay? The fourth tongue, the realm. Sometimes you speak in tongues, and when God, there is angelic assistance needed in a situation, you start to speak in tongues, and that tongue is the tongues of angels. You are speaking to angels and giving them commands. Okay, are we together? The fifth tongue is the tongues of warfare. The tongues of warfare. Now listen to me. The tongues of warfare. I have experienced these tongues. The tongues of warfare is to attack the enemy. It's to deliver people, is to cast out demons. The tongues of warfare. The tongues of warfare. Listen to me. Hallelujah. Amen. Tongues of warfare. Many times I've experienced, when I start to speak in tongues, I see missiles being fired to the enemy's camp. Those are the tongues of warfare. Hallelujah. That is the fifth tongue. And let me explain two tongues together. The sixth tongue is the tongues of realms. The tongues of realms. Okay. Now, when I started to be filled with the Holy Spirit, and at the age of 24, that is the time. Before that, I had Bible knowledge, but I did not have the Holy Spirit. I did not have the understanding. My flesh was not crucified, but I was a scholar in the Bible. But at the age of 24, when the Holy Spirit encountered me and started to reveal me things, at that moment, at that season of my life, there were a lot of attacks, both physical and spiritual. People insulting, people criticizing, at the same time, demons coming. And when they used to come, my body did not function. And they used to come and hit my mouth and press my chest. And I used to, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Nothing used to happen. Nothing used to happen. Then I got up and I asked help from God. God revealed to me what is happening. And after some months seeking the Lord, the demon, I was sleeping on the bed, and the demon came through the door of my room to attack me. And I said, oh Lord. And again, I started to feel that I cannot move my body. And the demon was coming through the door of my bedroom. The demon was coming from there. And suddenly, a language bursted out of me in the dream. And I started to speak in that language. When I started to speak in the language, I started to move my body. I started to get up. I started to function. Because in a realm in which you don't have the language, you are as good as a paralyzed person in that realm. When you know the language of the realm, you will be able to move and function in that realm of the demonics. That is the tongues of warfare, and that is the tongue of what? Of realms. Are you understanding? If you are facing the same thing that I am telling you, demons are attacking you and you cannot do anything in the dream, you need to ask God for tongues of warfare. Yes. And as you speak in the tongue, you function, demons, you don't even know demons. The authority that you received suddenly is because you received a tongue that gave you the authority in the realm to drive out the demon. Sometimes while doing deliverance for people, when demons don't go out, I start to speak in tongue. Hallelujah. In many circumstances, I start to speak in tongues, oh, the demons get tormented. Because the demons are tormented because of certain kind of spiritual warfare languages that we speak. That is a kind of tongues. And when we speak as if they are receiving some punches and they don't even know who is punching them, that makes them defenseless. They are not able to defend themselves. That is the power of the tongues of warfare, of the tongues of realms. Are we understanding, people of God? Hallelujah. Let us pray. You know, thank you, Lord. I just want to pray. Joel chapter number 2. The blow of trumpet in the mountain of Zion. Blow the trumpet. I blow the trumpet. I blow the sound of speaking in tongues in this mountain of Zion. And in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, after this meeting of speaking in tongues, those who don't have tongue, genuinely desire for it, I'm telling you, God wants to give you the tongues. God wants to give you the gifts. It's a gift. It's not an accomplishment. Hallelujah. And if you desire it, if you wait for it, He will release it in your... I want to tell, you know, people, with all due respect to all pastors and all churches and from wherever you are coming in this meeting, because people are coming from different nations here, whatever church you are coming from, okay? If that certain church criticizes tongues and you are a part of it, you will not get tongues. You need to repent, because if the Holy Spirit is grieved and then you sit in a congregation there and the pastor is speaking and you don't say amen, but you are there, you are agreeing with them. Okay? That grieves the Holy Spirit. Such people cannot get tongues. I have seen it. That's why I'm telling you. You see, any fellowship or any link with people that you have and you knowingly, unknowingly agree with them, when they criticize tongues, they say all kinds of nonsense about us, people who speak in tongues. I never criticize anyone speaking in tongues. Maybe some person has already just started. His tongues is not so transformed. Hallelujah. But speaking in tongues, if you are a part of the fellowship, you might not get the tongues. So you need to repent and detach yourself and say, Lord, please forgive me. I believe that you can give me the language. You can release the blast of trumpet in my spirit that I may speak that sound, that I may release that sound through me. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, you know, I want everyone to lay hands on themselves. Lay hands on themselves and start to ask God to fill you. If you already have tongues, ask God to fill you with new languages. You need it, brethren. You need it. Oh, Lord, fill me afresh with new sounds and new languages in the name of Jesus. And for those who don't have tongues, Lord, Holy Spirit, release. Lord, you have bestowed this gift on the body of Christ and you release these tongues upon them in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth right now. Hallelujah. Lo manakari kabo sebenakatia. Marakal da robo sha frevala adrabon sefe. Rova baba rabo shem vrendiam branto kora baba baraba. Rezakato robo lobo shabaraba. Let us pray. Malaro sedere bentigeri amanakale sebetio. Ravronze vreto vure veriare voze vete. Ravakashpadana revensi yandravoso podorobo. If your tongues have not transformed, it's time to seek the Lord. If you are speaking in the same language from 3-4 years, it's time for you to seek the Lord. Seek the Lord. Hallelujah. La prebo. Prepare yourself. Prepare yourself in the name of Jesus Christ. Epralta rabba. He who speaks in a tongue speaks mysteries to God. He's talking to God. Oh, brethren, you need to talk to God. You need to talk to God. You need to talk to Him. You need to have a conversation with Him. And for that, you need to have the blast of the trumpet. Oh, the blow of the trumpet. You need to have tongues. Oh, raise Zekete. You know, nothing can bring you out of that situation. Tongues can, that gift can bring you out, your mind out, and deliver you. Oh, Rebase Botiyambe Rona Rakale Bosh Peterebe. Revendia. You don't know what to pray? Speak in tongues. You are depressed? Speak in tongues. Just speak in tongues. You are confused? Just speak in tongues. Oh, Monokofo. Evoca virava zivola ravia ravalsa. You know what I see in the realm of the spirit by this tongues of prophetic utterance? I see God is breaking manipulated coverings over you and establishing you under the right covering, under the right umbrella, in the name of Jesus Christ. Sometimes the atmosphere, the fellowship you are in matters, you know. Hallelujah. The Bible says Jesus took the blind man out of that city and healed him, because he could not be healed in the city, because the city had a dark spell. Oh, God, that is what God is doing right now. He's taking you out of demonic coverings. Hallelujah. He's taking you out of demonic places where it is veiled, even churches and fellowships, and establishing you under the right umbrella, under His covering. And when you come under the right atmosphere, under the influence of heaven, gifts are released in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Maybe that is why you were not able to speak in tongues, because you were under the wrong covering, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The Bible says, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor walks in the path of the sinners, nor sits in the seats of the scornful. Come out of Babylon. Come out of a Babylonian church, in the name of Jesus Christ, that God will be able to fill you with the sounds of heaven, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Mora bo shava ravo daria na malakadora. Vom from barale karavala varavala bo sempranjaraba. Ram protokorabo. I see for some people, God is dissolving arguments in your life, conflicts in your life right now, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. In the name, this week will not be full of arguments. I prophesy in Jesus' name. This week, last week was full of arguments, conflicts, and confusion among people in your relationships. But this week, I am prophesying that the devil will not be able to manipulate you, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. This week, the Lord is bringing peace, and you continue to walk in that peace, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Every depression, every negative thoughts, there are some people who are talking negative about their own self, who are talking death spells over their own self, defeat over their own self, because you are fed up of the conflicts. In Jesus' name, I break that hold of the enemy, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I rebuke that spirit of heaviness in Jesus' name. I rebuke that spirit of depression in Jesus' mighty name. Leave the people of God in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lampranto rose alta karaba. You know, the Lord is showing me a lamp. Oh, you know, people, the demonic, God is delivering someone here out of demonic shells. You were covered with a shell. You were covered with a covering that people were not able to see your good works and appreciate your Father in heaven for your life. But that is broken, because I see a lamp that is set on a lampstand. And people, you shall light your family in Jesus' name. It's about your family. You shall, in the name, I prophesy, your light shall spread in your family. And people, people will see your good works and glorify your God, your Father in heaven, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, a city set up on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither they put a lamp under the in the basket or under the bed, but they put it on a lampstand. God is taking you, sister, and putting you on the lampstand where everyone will receive the light that comes from you, the glory of God that comes from you, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, we want to thank you for this time, Lord. Oh, we give you glory, we give you honor, we give you praise, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you are releasing the sounds of heaven in your people to bring together the remnant of Christ once again, as you did in the day of Pentecost, Lord. I pray that people the whole week, Lord, even as we are ending our week, the whole week they will walk in the Holy Spirit. They will walk in the word of God. I break and cancel every manipulation in Jesus' name. Those disconnections that need to happen, let them be disconnected from such people that hinder their spiritual growth. But let them walk with you and walk in your word. Hallelujah. Let them continue to grow. Let them continue to get transformation in the tongues they speak in Jesus' mighty name. We give you all the glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen. Let's say amen.